found out, according to gold traders, that we have 0.2 milligrams of gold naturally occurring in the human body. Now, I'm not sure what that based on averages, but they say about a penny's worth of gold. And you said that you were going to tell a story that it reminded you of.
So I think I might be worth more than the penny, because I don't know if once you consume gold, if it ever leaves your body. But so back in the day, this must have been like maybe 1992.
Wait. Hold on. I gotta press this button right here.
What button?
Ladies and gentlemen, take a moment. Sit a spell. It's story time with Uncle Fast.
You gotta be kidding me. Who's responsible?
So tell us
this?
A story.
So, no, I don't want to tell you anymore. But I'll tell you anyway. I mean, it's story time, so I might as well tell you. So, the band Firehouse, remember them?
Yeah.
Love of a Lifetime, right. A big wedding song for a long time. So, Firehouse was playing it. I guess it was. I have music too for my story time. Kind of. All right. I'll go with it.
All right, Uncle Fast.
So they were playing I guess it was the Cajun Heartland State Fair. And I was kind of in between gigs. I had been fired from one job or quit another job or something. I don't know. I wasn't working at a radio station. But an old buddy of mine that worked for the record company called me and said, hey, I know you love Firehouse. They're going to be in Lafayette. I'm going to get you some backstage passes. You can go meet the guys.
Cool.
I said, wow, that's cool. He said, bring a friend or a date or whatever. So I brought my buddy Steven. And we... Oh, story's over. Sorry. Tune in next time for part two of... All right. So anyway,
we go. It's not easy to get you. That was kind of funny.
You got me pretty good. So we went to the show and met the guys, and they were really great. And I guess I was like non-threatening, like, you know, not just some weirdo because I knew the record guy.
Right.
And they were like, look, we're having a party at the Hilton. Why don't you come back to the room, and then we're going to go out. Would you guys take us out and show us kind of around Lafayette?
Local guys.
Because it was an early show. It was like 6 o'clock or something. All right, so we go back to the hotel, and there's a bunch of people in their room. They have a suite, you know, whatever. And they had food, so we're kind of visiting, and I went to the bathroom. When I came out of the bathroom, one of the band members guy's name was Perry. He hands me this cup, and it's kind of like a Red Solo cup, but clear.
Okay.
So you know what I'm talking about with the ridges?
Yeah.
And it's about two-thirds of the way, or maybe three-quarters of the way full. And he said, hey, this is Goldschlager. Drink it. Well, I didn't know what Goldschlager was.
Okay, now I know why the gold thing.
There's a gold connection. Because
I keep on thinking, gold record?
Nope.
What could possibly be the connection here?
So if you don't know about Goldschlager, for those of you who, and I didn't know at the time, there's little flakes of gold. It's kind of like peppermint schnapps, sort of.
I've seen it on the shelf. I've never.
There's little flakes of gold. I guess it's the novelty thing or whatever. So I didn't know what it was. So he said, drink it. So I downed it. It was like not a shot glass. It was a Red Solo cup, but clear.
Right.
And before I put the cup down on the table, which I almost missed, I was inebriated. I went from totally sober to what just hit me. And the guy, well, you know it's impressive when the guys in the band are like, oh my God, did you see what he just did? He just downed that whole cup of Goldschlager. And I was like, what is Goldschlager? It tastes like peppermint schnapps. And you're like, yeah, but it's 150 proof or whatever. And I was like, oh, that explains it. So I went out with him until 5 in the morning. So anyway.
Maybe you have more than a penny's worth of gold.
I think I might be rich. Can I like melt myself down? What do you do to get rid of it?